halftime on Cofield and Company. Let's see what's trending. Presented by Seven Sinful Subs.
Right, we'll get to what's trending news and notes here in a couple minutes. Certainly trending WNBA coming to Vegas. So we have another pro sports team in town. We've got our major league franchise in the Vegas Golden Knights. Some answers to interest about the WNBA up at ESPN Las Vegas. Listener Patrick says yes, he's fired up. Kenneth says, I'll try to catch a game, check out if they win or lose, but won't be as invested in them as I am with the Knights. And Justin, co-hosting today, said he'll be more interested in WNBA over our new pro soccer team. Yeah. Okay. All right. I accept that answer. I accept it. I will enjoy going to watch soccer over WNBA, but I want to see the product too when they're both on the ground. So San Antonio loses the team. I'm not sure that it was. Well, we know it wasn't doing well there. All right, Temkin does radio in San Antonio and joins Steve and Justin here on this Wednesday. What's up, Ari?
Cofield, Justin, what's going on, guys? How are you?
A whole lot. We keep getting pro sports here, so we just added the WNBA. What was going on with the franchise there? How was it doing?
You know, what's funny is you recognize it as a professional sports franchise, which it most, you know, definitely is. But, you know, it's funny because in this city, you know, there were talks a couple of years ago about the Raiders. Obviously, we knew what happened with those talks. You know, there's been talks about the potential for MLS. Those haven't been very fruitful. So it's like San Antonio sports fans have been craving another franchise, and yet they lose one seemingly overnight, and they don't even realize it or recognize it or seem to care about it. So that really tells you the landscape of pro sports in this city, that they're so, you know, they were so, everybody was so worried and enamored with getting other franchises. You know, the Spurs owned what they're called Spurs Sports Entertainment. They own the Spurs, they own the Rampage and the AHL hockey team. They owned the Stars, and they own now FC San Antonio, which is the soccer team, the second level soccer team here, NASL soccer, excuse me. And you know, they recently bought FC just so they could try to make it worthy into MLS. So that's not going to happen. So what's going to happen is, sure, that they'll end up selling that franchise too. So look, they weren't profitable here. There was apathy towards them. They moved here in 2003. You know, they had some success with Dan Hughes in the mid-2000s. Becky Hammon was here and was really good for that franchise that went to the finals. But other than that, they have not had much interest. And like most other franchises in the WNBA, they've moved from city to city. I mean, the Detroit Shock have moved, I think, four times. This will be the third time this franchise is moving. It moved from Utah to San Antonio, now to Vegas. You know, look, there is definitely excitement about the WNBA, especially with last year's finals. There's a lot of good players, but I just think within the pool of players internationally, you know, the WNBA is not going to win. I mean, when you look at salaries, you know, relative to what they are here versus what they are in Europe for these players, I just don't understand long-term how they can become players in the international pool when there's substantially more pay for these players overseas.
All right, how long have you been in San Antonio?
6 years now.
Okay. Did you ever go to games? Did you ever cover a Stars game?
Never.
Damn you.
Never.
How dare you? Did you?
Never.
Well, how about, first of all, where were they on radio somewhere?
Yes. You know, Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia. Red McCombs started Clear Channel and used to own the Spurs. So, you know, he had them on the Clear Channel iHeartMedia station in San Antonio, which is our competitor. But no, I mean, look, we would give them some publicity, but it's funny because it's the same team, right? So the Spurs are so unwilling to provide any of their players or coaches or front office executives. I mean, I can San Antonio is a major market for the Dallas Cowboys. I can get a Dallas Cowboys player on every week if I want, pretty easily, okay? I cannot get a Spurs player on. I have been here for 6 years. I probably had a Spurs player on twice, and I didn't get it through the Spurs. So part of the feeling towards that organization in general from us is, no, we're not going to give your WNBA team the publicity if you're unwilling to give us, you know, some help on your NBA side. And they don't really care. They don't really care to use the NBA and the Spurs in that capacity as leverage for a bigger play in the city. And I think it was probably something they'd been working on for a while. They were probably looking for a buyer. You know, the attendance for the Knights has been fantastic. I think they're third in league in percentage of sold tickets. You know, I mean, they're middle of the road in as far as attendance overall, because stadium is probably not even comparable to any of the other teams. So, you know, I think that's pretty indicative of the type of you know, audience and consumer that's in that city that's excited for professional sports. But, you know, if they don't win, then it doesn't really matter. Fans are fickle. It doesn't matter what city it is. You know, they only support teams that win. And that's, you know, again, a big piece of the San Antonio Stars failure.
The reports on attendance there were 48-31 a game. Is that accurate?
That seems high. I think the average last year, the WNBA, was 7,000. So, yeah, I mean, that's pitiful.
But you're saying 48-31 is high. You don't think that's what San Antonio was getting?
No, I mean, I just, it seems, again, I mean, the team left, and it was barely a topic of discussion. I mean, it's, and the amazing thing is, again, to sort of, you know, contrast that with the fact that they're, you know, talking about the MLS, and talking about the NFL, as ridiculous as that is. The funny thing is, the WNBA is a better league than the MLS. I mean, the MLS is what? The 20th best league in the world? So, I mean, it's just funny that there's this pursuit for MLS you know, I'm not sure the MLS is a sustainable business model anyways, but that's another conversation altogether.
So, you know, here in Vegas, we don't have a professional NBA team to leverage for media coverage for a WNBA team like San Antonio did, or apparently was unwilling to do. Do you think that there's something that Las Vegas can do differently than what San Antonio was doing to make it successful? Or do you think that, you know, a team that doesn't win in the WNBA is just going to struggle no matter where they're at?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially... You know, look, there's a value in being sort of first to market for this franchise. But I mean, I assume once the Raiders move to town, they're going to galvanize a lot of, you know, the consumer dollars, the disposable income in that city for professional sports. And that, I mean, that's the problem, right? I mean, if San Antonio probably has a, you know, a lower income, you know, per capita as opposed to, you know, relative to Vegas. So you have less disposable income to spread among sports. You know, that's why Spurs had basically a monopoly on professional sports in the city. They want to get your money regardless of what sport you're going to support. And for the most part, that sport has been the San Antonio Spurs, obviously, for obvious reasons. So, look, I mean, I think from what I've seen of the Knights, they've been, you know, the attendance has been really good, and that, I think, is to be expected considering it's the first professional sports franchise in that city, in a city that was clearly hungry for professional sports. So, yeah, I think there's value in being there now when there's such a, you know, a muted professional sports landscape. But, you know, once the Raiders are in town, once, you know, the Knights have you know, potentially had some success, it's going to be very hard for them to compete, even though they are the only basketball team in town.
And the MGM has been pretty open about the idea that they would love to lure an NBA team here. Do you think that this move makes it any more or less likely that that would happen? And would the NBA care one way or the other whether the WNBA was successful here?
Well, I mean, the WNBA has been very unsuccessful in most markets. So if there was success in Vegas with this WNBA franchise, I think that would just be, you know, make Adam Silver and the NBA owners very excited about that potential. You know, I think that every other sports league has figured out that there's value in that market. So, and the NBA has been, you know, at the forefront of, you know, all of that kind of stuff, especially when it comes to, you know, daily fantasy sports gambling. And I'm, you know, I'm not trying to draw that parallel, but I just think obviously there's that reluctance that has existed for so many years is gone. And with the NBA being forward thinking, you would assume that they would look at, you know, how do the Knights do? How do the Raiders do? Well, they're going to do fine because the NFL does fine wherever it is. But certainly wouldn't be surprised for an NBA franchise to be in that city, you know, in the next 10 years. And that comes down to expansion. I know, you know, they've talked certainly about that. You know, they have 30 teams in the NBA. Most other leagues have more than that. So I would think expansion in the works or potentially relocation. But certainly, I mean, I think, you know, the viability of the market is has proven itself already by the commitments made. And obviously, if, you know, it's early with the Knights, but I'm not surprised to see those returns. You know, I'm not surprised at all that this market would yield a good result.
All right, what's going on in the background? Are you at home? Are you at a kennel? It sounds like 50 dogs are there.
I thought it'd be quieter outside. I have a 2-year-old inside. He's sick.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Are you out? So you're outside around the neighbor's dogs? Is it your dogs?
Does everybody else live in neighborhoods where everybody keeps their dogs outside constantly so that they're barking? Like, am I the only neighborhood that has that, or does everybody else have that too?
No, I think it's a lot. I thought I was like, I thought this was like Christmas Story.
That are just outside dogs. Yeah. Why even have a dog if it's just an outside dog? Why even have it? Just let it free.
Right? Please don't start a dog rant, please. Like I was saying, I thought it was Christmas Story with the Bumpus hounds next door, like coming in, ripping off the brisket off the table. By the way, you noticed what I did there, right?
I did. It was very well done, my friend.
Well, happy holidays to you. I appreciate a couple minutes, and let's get
Merry
John
Christmas,
soon because I want to talk to
you.
What's that?
Okay. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
See you, Ari. All right, Temkin.